Brother Meir says a beautiful understanding of the psukim referring to the Melech, that the Melech has to have two Sifrei Torah. And the two Sifrei Torah that he has, what the Loch is, Rashi points out, that one is kept in basic Nozob, and one goes in and out with him, he takes it with him wherever he goes. So he wants to explain this idea of, he explains this idea of the Pozak and the Chazal of Rashi, based on an idea in the term of the world, that the Ramak over there says that all of the Malachim are du partzufim. All Malachim have two faces. He calls them actually panim, and he says, well, I guess he says the singular of panim is pen. So he has one pen which is facing upwards and one pen which is facing downwards. Each Malach has been makabel hashpah from above him, and then he turns around and he looks up to words to get that hashpah, and then he turns around and gives that hashpah down below him to what's below him. So the melech, the leader, his responsibility is to be able to find a pen which faces towards the ham, that he's going to be the one who's mashpia on the ham, leading them in the right direction, etc. But where is he getting it from? He's getting it from the Torah. So he has a Torah in the basic nozzle, which that's a Torah set on the pedestal, that this is the way the Torah is. You cannot deviate from it. This is the emes, as we know the emes, and he has to look back towards that lamala, towards that, and know the emes. He's able then to turn around and say, okay, now that I know the emes and I have no doubts about the emes and I have a clarity of what the emes is, I can turn around and find the proper way to convey it to the people who are not at that level yet. So he has to find a way to, according to the zman which a person lives in, and the ruach of that type of situation where a person lives. But he has to be with paralamalo. He shouldn't deviate from one word from the Torah, which is mutar beis kenozov. So he brings psukim in Yeshaya, which is actually the haftarah parshas Ekev. That the Navi says, "Lokai nosen li lo shorin li mudim, l'das l'us es yeuf davor." So that the Rashi gave me a loshen li mudim, because I have a knowledge to find the right time. Loshen of l'us with lamed ayin vav sof, to find the right time means the right way, something which fits according to the time and the situation that I'm in, to teach them these people which they are lacking. So I have a way to, according to them, according to the Ruach, to give them the truth. But don't think that if so, I'm deviating from my shita and my understanding of the true Torah, and I'm not being honest and true to myself. The next passage says, "V'noichi lo morisi, I have not rebelled. Ochar lo nisigosi, I have not even stepped back. He gave me nasati lamakim ulachayayim lamortim. I have given my cheek to those who are going to hit me." It means I'm ready to stand for what I stand for, even if it comes to the point that somebody's going to hit me. I have not deviated from the truth an iota. At the same time, I found a way to convey it to the people who do not understand those concepts. I found a way to convey it to them. And then the pasuk says, "Vayter baberka yarli oizin lishmar bilimudim." But every day, every situation, every new situation, I find a new way to convey the message of the Emes of Torah onto the next generation. So now, that's the idea that he says. So obviously, if any person is ever involved in the world of Kiruv, that message rings very true. Every person's a message of leadership, that rings true. I think what the message I'm taking out of it is that we have situations, wherever we're in, we have situations, there's an Emes of Torah, we know the Emes of Torah. We have to, instead of sometimes saying, well, I can't do the Emes of Torah, therefore, that's uncomfortable for me, so I'm going to deny that reality and say, that's really not what the Torah expects of me, it's okay, what I'm doing is okay. We're going to be honest and say, you know what, that the Emes of the Torah is the Emes. If I can find a way to convey it into this situation, that's wonderful. And if I can't, that's my reality, that I have a difficulty with that, and I accept that, and then I try and work right there. But if I sort of deny that and pretend that that's not a problem, and that's really what the Torah wanted for me, I'll never be able to correct the situation. Have a good Shabbos.